I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Mature, Jason. Really mature. Did you get your coiffe? Eh? Jason!
I'm gonna do it. This is the whole thing as farts.
I'll just wait here.
Hold on. No, this isn't a thing. Hold on.
It's entertaining for who?
This is my armpit making the sound. Did you kids know that you could do this?
I can't do that. Oh my goodness!
Wait, hold on. I got this other one. I'm gonna get down
it's
and
different.
I can do it with my legs too. I think sometimes everybody can do
your
this.
Your legs? Oh, like the? Can you do it at the same time?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
hold on.
Yeah.
I'm arranging myself so that I can do this.
Yeah, this is fun. God, that sounds like really bad diarrhea.
Or just like running with really bad diarrhea.
Yeah. You got the shit farts.
It's synced up to your leg movements. You get some really unfortunate, like, good news, bad news. Good news, you get some really toned and defined glutes. Bad news, they're like pistons for turds.
Oh, pistons.
Like shitstons.
Shitstons. Gross.
The pistons.
I don't want to be anywhere near that engine.
Yes, the ladies have the pistons. Oh, geriatric jokes. Geriatric?
Actic?
Geriantic?
Antic?
Geriander.
Geriandering?
Geriatric. Whatever. Jokes.
Yeah.
Old people.
Jokes.
You're incontinent.
Oh, by the way.
What?
I totally am wildly impressed with that desk you were talking about that someone
put
together all the fancy.
You should did I just see you share it? You commented on it.
No.
Oh, you comment. I just saw a Facebook thing. Never mind.
Yes, I did. Oh. I was being coy.
That's hilarious.
That's really cool. It's really freaking cool.
Well, it's like I think it's a bunch of furnitures. It looked like maybe if that's one thing, then
I don't even know. I can't even.
I'm gonna go pick out my coffin and my grave now and just crawl into it and wait, because there's no reason for me to try anything else. If that's one piece of furniture,
I don't want to know any other pieces.
I don't need to keep looking at furniture before I die.
Don't.
I could go to the grave, and I hope that it's a grave with actuators and keyholes and finely tuned compartments and things, so that my corpse can have a lot of fun dazzling.
The funny thing is, that sounds like one fancy hole.
That's
hi-oh.
What she said. Hi, hi, hey, now.
What?
Yeah. Good one. High five. There you go. Thank you. I was waiting for the. So that people know that we're totally
at the inherent echo.
White five.
Oh yeah. Hey buddy. Yeah, I realized.
Sweet job, okay. Bro. Way to hit that volleyball.
Well, okay. So it's been a couple years, I think, since I read this, and they were talking. It was making jokes. It was probably when Daniel Tosh's stand up came out, and he's like, guy who still high fives. And it made me think a lot. Like, you know, those moments in movies where, like, the music slows down and, like, everybody around them slows down and they look super, like, thoughtful and introspective. That's what happened with me with the high fives. And I was like, I don't know. Like, is it not okay? Like, I'm a girl, but high five. I like the high five. And for a while, I kind of looked down on other people when they high five, because I'm like, guy who still high fives. But then in more recent times, I've had to reinvigorate my love for high fives, because when I'm excited, I want to touch your hand in my hand.
Well,
in a very, very quick motion.
And I don't blame you
and
for
it, and it
seizing
still resembles
any,
a high five.
Seizing any opportunity to look down on people, you know, with your
wait,
short stature. No, we're not doing that. It's not fair.
It isn't. You're right.
That during my point, Stupid. My place to concentrate and meditate, where it goes into slow motion for me, where it really all comes together.
Oh, damn it.
On the toilet.
Okay, so, ew.
It's like you hear that.
It all comes apart.
Like Olympic, like piano music, like. Dun, 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 dun. That music plays while I'm on the toilet, and you see me like sweating, and I look up like with that hopeful like up at the scoreboard, except it's just like at the toilet rack. Like, is there paper? And I'm just looking up like hopeful, like, is this my moment? And then I reach up for the toilet, and then Helix jumps up and checks it out of the way, and then I'm like, no! And you see the toilet paper roll tumble into the shower stall.
And you had just taken a shower, and now it's soaked.
And my ass is just dirty, and Helix is triumphant, and...
I know, he's like, for girl!
Yeah, he's over there strutting in the shower stall. He is the one, that's like his domain. When I turn on the shower, Helix will like go examine what the fuck is going on. He's like, what? What is this? Is this happening again?
What did you do to my house?
What is this?
You're an animal. I didn't see the forecast for rain.
Where I slam dunk toilet paper. What is this?
What even is this? This is my court, bruh.
don't throw that water on my court, bruh.
Man, are you taking care of me? Are you crushing my dreams?
Water pole, bro.
Bro.
That's a deep water pun.
I'm surprised that you don't have flushable wet wipes for your butt.
For my butt. I'm surprised,
boys,
too.
I always thought boys did or should.
I'm surprised that anal waxing is not, like, more acceptable amongst
dudes.
It
should be acceptable.
It really should be.
I don't have hair in the whole of my butt, but if I were a man that did have,
like, who?
I would love to get rid of it. I would definitely use wet wipes.
Not to openly throw water on the court of your god, but if there is a god, why did he put hair down there? I mean, like, all over, but especially right around the ring of power.
The ring of power, because they probably didn't have, like, waxing back then.
Well, so actually,
they've had to deal with
it. I think I just realized what it is, grossly enough, is it's probably, like, the thing with, possibly if aliens did implant us on Earth, they had laser removal technology back at the dawn of time, so they probably just all went in for laser removal surgeries. Second theory, and this is just a theory, I think it would trap the smells like everything else does, and it gives everyone a good idea about health and diet and hormones and genes.
Oh, okay. So you kind of, again, answered your own question.
I did. So, but it must have been just awful.
But they didn't have bidets. Like, how, like, I get bidets.
Well, they had rivers.
I like the clean, fresh feeling, but if you can't get the hair from your butthole clean, like, that's terrifying.
They had the natural inclination to squat and fast-moving rivers.
Oh, that's so smart.
I good you bidet.
I'm giving you a history lesson on your butthole.
On your butthole. I'm giving you the butthole story.
The butthole story. Well, and here's the deal. Everyone likes to have a fresh butthole. Just have it nice and clean.
It's your center. It's like everything else can be good, but if your butthole is not whole, you're not whole, bro.
Wow, you just got deep, did it?
I should hope not.
I should hope not.
How improper to go deep on buttholes. Well, we've done that. I think we've really... I mean, once again, I don't like that. I don't like our listener. And I think I feel like the term listener is offensive to fractions. So, I feel like I'm being insensitive to fractions by saying listener.
I like how tiny you can pull that down to. Just be like, no, I'm worried about him.
I feel like fractions are an insult to infinite mathematics in reference to our listener.
Because maybe some days are only fractions.
To never-ending vertices. I feel like infinite mathematics are offensive to never-ending vertices. And I feel like never-ending vertices are offensive to theoretical mind constructs. Excuse me. I digress.
All right.
I saw a fractal video that I don't know if I can re-find it, but I literally watched it And the same way that I guess some people, I don't know, like you watch a video of a sunset and you're like, oh, that makes me think of childhood. When I watch this video, aww, and this is definitely an insight to what the hell is going on in my brain, I watched a video of a fractal that it was like 8 minutes long, and it was like the longest fractal video fractal that a guy's computer could generate. And he said that the first frame took like 33 hours to generate on its own, and this thing's 8 minutes long. That reminded me of my childhood. Thank you. So good luck with
that.
Did
it give you any sort of like closure then?
No, God, no. It gave me opener.
Oh my goodness.
Like open sesame seizure.
Open seizures.
Open seizures. It's open seizure on mind games. On mind game. Hey, that's pretty good. It's open seizure on mind game. That worked out real nice. Real nice.
Well, nice.
Got that all put together. But no, I just remembered. Like, I used to have migraines when I was a kid occasionally, as you
did
probably remember.
Did you really? I didn't know that.
Man,
did we have the same childhood?
No. I don't think we paid attention to each
right.
other.
Oh, you're right. Mine was way better.
Okay. Yeah, probably. Dating and, like, friends
it's,
and
yeah,
whatnot. So that must have been cool.
And shopping with mom.
Yeah, no, I shopped with mom, but it was in the form of...
Yeah, but, like, now.
Huddling, huddling in a corner of a DAV and just, like, learning to entertain myself with nothing but my hands.
No, I'll never forget the time we went to, like, a Finish Line trying to find you damn basketball shoes, and you were so picky. I remember literally rolling my eyes so hard they touched my brain.
Oh, well, and that's why it doesn't work right anymore. You broke yourself that day.
I did. It was so funny because you were just like, oh, and mom was just like, she kept looking up at the people helping you. It was like, hey, so picky. And then you were just like, you would like had your hands crossed your chest and you were still adorable. Like you were like 9 or 10. You're just like, mm-mm.
Hey, I got a thing about shoes. I should probably start a shoe company because I did that same thing in Japan with my poor
did
host
really?
Family. I have a memory of just a high school version of me just like, and it's worse too. They like, if they didn't have children, they probably would have committed suicide from shame. Because if they didn't have like a reason to live, you know, they never found, like, I remember going back. It's like, it, to this day, they probably have like a haunting family memory, like an effigy or like an altar in effigy in their house to like with a shoe imprint of unknown size just waiting for the shoe. Because we went around looking like a few different stores for shoes.
Yeah, and you didn't know how not to be a douche.
Oh, yeah,
you
it's
didn't
true.
Even know what a douche was.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know I was being a douche, so I didn't know how to not be a douche. And I just knew what kind of shoe I wanted too. Like I'm a savant in weird ways where it's like, I need the right shoe. I don't know why he lisps. I don't know why the savant lisps. That's unfair.
He doesn't have to.
He could speak with a proper English accent, as I am demonstrating now. So yeah, we never found a shoe, and I'm sure in Japan, because like honor and
yeah, it's like a constantly
like they're all about like, you know, fulfilling dignity and stuff. So the fact that we never found a shoe, it must just haunt the fuck out of them. You're welcome, Japan.
Yeah, you haunted the fuck out.
Go Fukushima yourself.
Oh no!
Oh, they did.
Haunted Fukushima.
They did. They fooked their Shima real good.
Ooh, who is Shima? And man, has she had it.
Yeah, and I'd like an order of Shima to go, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like an order of Shima on a naked chick to go. And it's just like a gigantic carry-out bag shaped like a naked chick.
Well, and they have to.
It would be awesome if you could order that to go. I want a naked sushi lady to go. And you just get a stretcher.
I don't want to stay and eat here.
Yeah, feasibly it's a stretcher. And, you know, you got to get a couple guys. But, yeah, I want that naked chick covered in sushi to go.
Oh, no.
You put like a it's the same thin plastic material, but it's, you know, just perfectly shaped like a female body. And you just put that on and you're like, all right, here we go. Load her up into the back of the Subaru.
That gives a whole new meaning to doggy bag.
It sure does.
Ah,
it sure does. That is one doggy bag.
I'm taking one hot bitch back.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Good one.
Well, I guess sushi's cold, so.
Yeah.
One cold bitch.
That's one cold bitch.
And then you get back, and she is cold, and she, like, won't talk to you.
I don't know about this cold bitch. Something seems fishy here.
Ooh, gross.
Very. Well done.
What? Okay.
Well done.
I wasn't even expecting the finish, but yeah. Good job.
I want to say that, like, you know, like, because it doesn't get said as often, but, like, how a very bearded ginger would say it on a battlefield, like, covered in blood. Like, you know, it's like, how stoked must you be? Like, think about it. Think about, like, you're with your bros, and, like, half an hour ago, you were just like, you know, I may get my, like, face cut off or stabbed through the gizzard.
Ew.
Or one of you guys, like might get just totally murdered today. And then, half hour later, you're standing on the battlefield, and there's, like, a bunch of dead foreigners and stuff all around, and you get to, like, steal a bunch of chainmail and pickpocket to your heart's content. And you're like, dudes, we get to, like, party now? Like, life is affirmed. Like, I'm gonna go home and just, like, hit some maidens up, and, like, bro, it's like the sun is shining.
Like, you've somehow made this a very fun thing. I don't think in its origins it was so fun, but maybe now it is. I don't know. Imagine if
after the battle in Braveheart, and I don't mean Dragonheart. I almost said Dragonheart, but Braveheart. Very different movies.
So different, actually.
But the same heart. After Braveheart, if it wasn't so gloomy and boggy in fucking Scotland, and, like, you know, if the sun would fucking shine for once, you know? If the sun would shine for once there, then
just
after...
Just for once, honestly.
After the battle, you would be... but, no, I'm familiar with fjords, you Scots. You infinitesimally impossible, pre-conceived Scotsman. Thought of impossible infinity.
Infinity.
Yes, who is Scottish of our listener sip, we'll say.
Yeah, that fraction.
Yeah, that tiny non-fraction, that imaginary fraction.
We're not calling you a tiny non-fraction.
I think my voice just cracked during the word fraction, and I'm gonna point that one out. I'm gonna take credit for that being on purpose.
Oh, that's a good one.
That was on purpose.
I changed the way you see this. The way you hear this, I changed it.
I've made it my own after centuries of hate.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. No, William Wallace. I'm talking about Scottish hate. What were you thinking about? Jesus. So black and white.
Something else. It was really funny.
I was thinking about fjords.
He's put on quite a bit of weight, and he's got fat little sausage fingers.
Who?
It's pretty funny. Kim Jong-un.
He was already fat. He put on more weight.
Oh yeah, he looks like a chubster.
Oh my god,
like a super chubster. Hold on, I'll send you the screenshot.
Oh good,
don't
good.
Don't worry, he has definitely put on weight. He's trying to cover it up with that fur coat, but he's not fooling anybody. And he's actually cuter. He almost looks like the human version of Big Hero 6.
Maybe he can star in the live action version of Kirby. Kirby Goes to Korea.
Oh god. It just rolls off the tongue.
It really does. It's like that other whatever sound, mouth sound. It rolls off the back of the mouth more.
The back of your tongue.
It fires off the back of your mouth rather than rolling off the tongue. It's just like a spittle.
That is different. I think that's more.
No, I like the idea though. It's like similar to whatever that with James Franco and whatnot pissing off. It could be sort of like Inception meta like that, where it's like a team of scientists or a team of like military insurgents go to North Korea to try to finally defuse the totalitarianism or the control system they have over there, and they bring over like specialized mutagens, or it could be in the X-Men series. Oh, we'll cross Kirby with X-Men, and we'll have Kirby become an X-Man. Because he's an
ex-man. $1,800 vacuum that's sitting here at home, my Kirby.
Huh?
It's also other things.
Kirby can identify.
I feel like that's what I'm hearing you say.
Oh my gosh. Imagine Kirby can identify as whatever he sucks into his mouth. Oh! Oh!
Oh my!
Jesus,
Kirby.
Does that
mean that they can do the same thing? That whatever you suck, you can identify?
That's Kirby's power. Whatever he inhales into his mouth, he becomes. So,
yeah, but what?
Kirby goes to Twinkland.
I think a twink sucked something and became transgender. Yeah. I can identify as however I want. I suck that guy, and
well,
now I'm him.
Yeah, now Kirby identifies as a gay politician running for president. And then we're still talking about the same movie here.
Kirby goes to Korea. Part of the storyline, folks.
So he goes and sucks off the twink is Kim Jong Un, and he becomes the leader of Korea, and then he runs for the twink president of the United States of Earth.
Oh my goodness! I can't wait till that.
And by United States of Earth, it's states of mind. They're not like physical states anymore. States have been recategorized as how you feel.
Obviously.
Geography is an opinion. I disagree with that mountain.
But doesn't it feel like that's where we're at?
It is. People already are. Like, we've already talked about it before. Like, I disagree with this photo of nature.
I'm not saying
Photoshop.
That's what everybody says. I love that. That's
it's Photoshop. A sunset.
I think that is a filter.
It's a sky filter.
It's a God filter. I don't believe it.
I don't believe it. I only believe in God in books. I don't believe in gods that I see with my eyes.
I don't believe he made that. I think somebody altered it.
I made a tweet. A quote. I quoted myself.
That sounds like a tweet quote.
Huh?
It sounds like a tweet quote. A quote.
It does. And God, that's exactly.
I have this quote.
That's literally what this is my own quote from Twitter. my own Twitter quote. I quote it myself.
You sound like the guy from Princess Bride, the guy that marries the people and marriage.
Oh yeah.
You sound like that guy.
Yeah, what an hilarious affect. quote, I want to live longer but without all the zest for life ickiness, end quote. Dumb people.
Jason, can you unwrap that for us?
I feel like it's self-explanatory. I feel like it's over there in the corner explaining itself.
Oh my God, cover yourself.
Stop that. Nathaniel, quit explaining yourself over there for the world to see.
Oh my goodness. Children, cover your eyes.
Explanive deleted. It's kind of works with expletive, but explanive, yeah. You know, like the explanation was deleted because we don't, it's obscene to explain things. It. You get it? Okay. I was going long on that one.
I wanted you to explain the tweet.
I was going wicked yad. Well, explain something. You say a tweet. It's what happens.
No. What lamp?
No, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
The tweet?
Yeah.
It's just there's
the
people.
Cruder terms.
You would see, like, it seems like a lot of the people who, I don't know, it was born from the thought of basically people who want life don't seem to, like, people who want to exist, like, just, like.
Children.
Here's the way I put it.
Here's the way you say it.
I think. The people who exist less want to exist more, and the people who exist more don't care as much. I don't know. That doesn't. I gotta put it. But like, you see, like
a
farmer going out and like people who actually go out and do stuff. They experience a reward cycle of life, and they come to understand that positivity and satisfaction are earned and are fleeting and are a constant chase and a constant excitement and thrill, and that is the zest for life. And
most
people who seem to have overt and excessive opinions about things that are not in keeping with reality.
They demand the zest for life instead of earning it.
Very entitled for life.
Yes.
They feel like they should get more of life just by existing. And
yes! Oh my goodness, absolutely nailed it. Yep, keep going.
Well, and that's essentially it, is that they want life, but they don't know why, but they just want it because they feel like them being here is them in their pain. I don't know.
I think it's all credit card's fault. You have what you want right now.
Sure. Those kids, they just don't understand finances. No one taught them about taxes. These kids need to be fiscally responsible.
You should talk.
Excuse me. I have my finances in order, honey.
It only took me 3 years.
Well, I'm not.
Hey, but at least you did it. At least you did it.
Precisely.
Listen, everybody's got to get to that point. And it
I hired a whole fleet of accountants who showed up in a tiny car.
Yep.
And they all just flew right out of there. It was exciting. They came into my apartment. We partied. Actually, come to think of it, that was the rave that I threw in my apartment. Well, in any event, I'm sure it will come to me.
Well, why did I pay them then?
They solved my tax problems, my tax woes. I mean, they sewed the whole situation right up.
Maybe secretly that's what raves are, just a bunch of people getting their accountants straight.
Yeah, very savvy.
Getting their finances.
Very savvy. So savvy.
It's not just about the lights and the fancy hand movements and circular
motions. Oh, not at all. Not at all.
Not just about glow sticks here, guys. We're talking finance.
It's about the social conservatism as well, obviously.
It's a very strong undercurrent, but not all y'all are riding the ride on your inner
very strong. It visits the gym 4 to 5 days out of the week.
So strong.
Very, very, very defined glutes.
Well, so and strong. You have to have that if you want people to listen.
If you want to balance, if you'd like to balance the budget, you got to maximize your core.
That's very obvious.
Let me spot you while you maximize that core. Let me just help you.
You know what? I'm gonna spot you. Yep. And I just hold you here. Thank you.
You're hitting the shower room. All right. I'll see you there.
I'll be right behind you.
Uh-oh.
After I pick up my expectations.
And scene.
Oh, super. Just super. I love that. Yes. Fantastic. That went so many places that I hadn't expected, but I really enjoyed.
Very exploratory. Right.
Damn it. Mm. Mm. Okay, I got a really random headline that I just found very funny.
Fire it off.
Okay.
Then. Go ahead.
Let me read the headline and then I'll tell you where I'm going with it. All right.
Okay. Let me interject in between those two thoughts sometime.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
I know. Mm. Okay, so there's three Asians.
All right, well, you have my attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so apparently there's a game called Go.
Yeah, G-O-H. G-O apostrophe H?
No, just G-O.
I thought it was G-O apostrophe...
I don't know. It just says, human Go player finally beats computer.
Well, see, I saw that... Okay, so
okay, hold on. Listen.
I have thoughts.
Hold on.
I've had thoughts. Your thoughts are newer than mine. I have old thoughts that I've been...
Okay,
I've been spritzing with water to keep moist.
He finally bested the machine, but he still won't be able to declare ultimate victory. And then it says developed by Google. Here's the thing.
Until he takes
my
a baseball
thought
bat
was,
to it.
Because I didn't read the article, because this isn't about information here. We're not trying to educate anyone.
Facts are not acceptable.
I can't read. I can't read because I think it goes against what we're trying to do here. Okay, so
it really is.
What I surmised from this headline and the picture, and I'll send you the picture, the screenshot and everything, is it's crazy that this guy has worked so hard using his brain space matter and trying to figure out this puzzle to finally beat a computer. And probably the only thing that the outcome is that he taught the computer how to think smarter. And so all that work is for naught. Wait, I don't know why that's so funny to me.
Was that what he said?
No, that's what I took from it.
Oh.
Like, that's what I... like.
Oh,
I
that's
can't.
Why
I
it sounded
I
like a...
I read it and find out what actually happened. I just wanted to get my own. But the craziest thing is that, like, that's what it made me think of. Like... it's kind of like on the movie The Incredibles, where they come under the... They get the dad to come back to superhero fighting on this island, and he's fighting this bot, and each time he fights it, he thinks he's saving or helping, but actually what he's doing is he's training the robot to outthink, outsmart, outstrength anything that the superhero can do, and then the bot becomes the ultimate whatever, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And so it's like, it feels like that's what this guy is doing. Like, this guy actually...
that's what humankind is doing, as I think we've mentioned, with, you know, automating back to the, you know, zest for life thing. The more we automate what makes us human, which is what you do, basically, like automating farming, for example. Farming is what is one of the things humans are supposed to do. It's what keeps us alive and feeling satisfied, like fishing and farming and weaving tapestries and things most people don't do anymore, learning to play an instrument. So, like, we're replacing all that with machines. So, like, yeah, basically, and along with, like, our geniuses are replacing our most refined thought. The one thing, once again, the reason we will at least have human zoos in the robot future...
I can't wait.
We
kind of had that one coming.
Divine inspiration. Oh, absolutely. We've had our chance. Like, if the robots take over at this point, I'm just going to, like, I'm
going to
cross my arms and be like, told you so, and then, like, get my head sawed off by a robot.
Yeah, but you'll be, like, in a cage.
I'll get the last laugh. It's like that smug look on that human head. I'd like to wipe the smile off his stupid, fleshy face.
Yeah, well, after what we've done to Orville Wales, again, we kind of deserve it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just not nice.
I couldn't figure out like, when I read those headlines about that guy facing, because it was before he was facing off against in the Go game. Like,
Yeah.
I just literally couldn't untangle the headline because it was written.
I didn't want to read anymore.
No, it was written. It was written like, Go champion faces off against computer, or like, smart guy goes against Go champion. It was like written and it didn't explain what the game was or that it was a game. Like, I went forever looking for, like, what are you doing? What is happening?
What direction? Why is he in action?
Well, because all the headlines were written for people who were in the know. So, like, someone did a pretty bad job about, like, exposing that to a larger audience. Because I like, when I read it, I was like, what is this headline? What are they playing? Is it chess? Is it badminton?
Badminton?
Badminton? Is it sherbet?
With the badcocks? They play with cocks. I know that.
Shuttlecock.
There you go.
The bagpipe. They're hitting the bagpipe over and across the shoehorn. Back and forth between the shoehorns.
It's a much more specialized.
Over the rafter and through the woods. Now,
to play badminton we go.
Absolutely. No one knows how to play badminton. Every single time someone's playing a game of badminton, both people are just on each side of the net, like, I'm just hitting it back to you, right?
Okay, but that's not necessarily true. One time I looked up the rules.
There are no shit. This
hold
is
on,
all
we
right,
played
fine.
According
okay,
to the rules,
okay, Trump. Okay,
but
go ahead.
I have since forgotten how.
Yeah, because you didn't read real rules. It's just, it would be funny if, like, badminton, I'm going to start saying it the normal way again. I'm tired of doing that. If it was all inceptioned or matrixed into everybody's brains, or here's a or big O'd. There's a verb that no one's gonna understand. But if they were all implanted into Truman showed. If they were all Truman showed into your brain, and badminton never existed, we all just have memories of reading the rules once, and then we just see people hitting a shuttlecock over a shoehorn. And again, I understand it's a net. I'm calling it a shoehorn for absurdity's sake.
And certainly so.
Yeah.
Okay, so I did read a little bit further just because I thought it was hilarious to try to figure out. Okay.
Annette Shoehorn, honored today for her years of service in the Salvation Army, fighting the Jews.
Why would you fight them?
And the Appalachians of Africa.
Okay, here we go. All right.
Okay.
It says, in Seoul, South Korea, South Korean Lee Sedol won his first match against a computer
program. They should change that to Soulless South Korea. Sorry, go ahead.
Nice.
I got him.
By a Google subsidiary on Sunday in the ancient board game Go, denying a clean sweep for the artificial intelligence in a 5-match series. So,
flawed
Lee,
victory.
Oh, I am master. Okay, Lee, one of the world's top players and a holder of 18 international titles, recovered from 3 consecutive losses against the AlphaGo program developed by DeepMind. Here's the thing. He's a go-getter. Even after losing, he's like, nope, I'm not a loser.
He is a go-getter. Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Jokes. All right, this win is invaluable, and I would not trade it for anything else in the world. A jubilant Lee told reporters after the match, thanking fans for their support. So,
do we have to throw around words like jubilant? I mean, come on.
Jubilant. Okay. So the 33-year-old professional player has admitted to underestimating AlphaGo's skills, but also said the program was not perfect, asking supporters to keep watching.
It is not perfect.
I can make it better. Okay, so DeepMind founder...
If it was in water so that I could throw a harpoon at, maybe it would be perfect.
I understand. Okay, so DeepMind founder Demis Hassabis told reporters the loss was a valuable learning tool and would help identify weaknesses in the program that his team needed to address.
By weaknesses in the program, he means weaknesses in humanity.
I was right. Okay, it's a real test.
Oh, yes, I have hunted humanity before. It is a...
I have a understand.
It breed a rainbow blood.
My gosh, I'm so...
He's Chinese now. That's not a Japanese guy. It breed...
Okay. It's Chinese, and yet we're in
Japanese.
Korea. Okay,
huh?
We're in Korea. Okay, hold on.
Japa cheese. I know we're in Korea, but I'm eating Japa cheese now.
It's pretty new.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so exotic.
It's very, very fragrant.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
It has the very airy cheese.
It's area nomadic.
It's also yellow.
Oh.
Ah!
Ah!
Nope. Okay, hold on. Let me finish. Okay.
Yeah. It's yellow, but it's bleaching its cheese holes. Sorry, that's a really gruesome joke there. I apologize. Go ahead.
Now, every time I look at cheese with holes, I'm going to see a little tiny asshole.
They're not always tiny either. You're going to stop. It's not, like, children,
no,
don't
there's,
put...
There's some gay ones in there.
Wyatt, put down that cheese. Just stop it. Just don't ask mommy any more questions.
Don't ask mommy.
You sound like haunting. Just your face goes pale. You're, put that cheese down. Mommy, what's wrong? Nothing. We're leaving the store.
No more fromage for you, son.
It's unholy.
No, it is holy.
It's unwholesome. What are you talking about, Mom?
No! No!
Oh. Okay. All right, sorry, I get derailed. What were you saying? I apologize.
Okay, I was just going to finish really quick. It says, it's a real testament to Mr. Lee's incredible fighting spirit, and he was able to play so brilliantly today after 3 defeats. Mm. Go, most popular in countries such as China, South Korea, and Japan, involves 2 contestants moving black and white stones on a square grid with the aim of seizing the most territory. And here's the last part. Experts did not expect an artificial intelligence program to beat a human professional for at least a decade, until AlphaGo beat a European champion player last year. Lee was considered a much more formidable opponent, however. Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. I call BS on that one. Yes, you did. You, for a decade, you guys are like, watch. Watch this.
They're doing what officially, like, it's on record somewhere, like Scotty from Star Trek, what he does. They're pulling a Scotty. Not a William Wallace, a Scotty.
Again in with the Scots. Oh my.
Excuse me. Ex-Scott me. I don't know.
That was a bit of a stretch.
They're pulling a Scotty where he even says you never tell the captain how long it's actually gonna take. You tell him much longer, and then you'll look like a hero. And it's the same thing. It's like,
I don't know what the accent was, but I get the point.
Yes, sir. No, it was like, no, it'll take us like probably 10 years. Oh, what? We did it in 4? Oh.
Oh, that's
like,
so weird. We didn't even think that.
Oh, I didn't even know I was that cool. Sorry.
I didn't even know I was so smart. Now they're kind of bragging.
Now I'm going to program a chick to do me.
I'm going to trick somebody into doing me.
Yeah.
Guys, I didn't even know she'd sleep with me. I didn't know.
Oh, man. I wanted chess, and, like, it just worked. Oh.
I didn't. Oh, it wasn't even what I was expecting, but I'll take it. Oh.
No, like, that's a pretty good pickup line, though. It's like, I reinvented how Go is played, and then they'll be like, what? It's like, wait. Just, I have lots of money. Let's go back to my place.
No. And they're like, okay.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds great.
I'm gonna buy you, but not directly via acceptable societal norms.
The funny thing is, now that you say it that way,
it's what happens.
It sounds kind of like relational prostitution, like relationship. Well,
that's why it's even more silly that prostitution is illegal.
Why can't I have? Even though I don't.
No, I mean, I should be able to. I should be able to sort through the bargain bin of women, which is essentially what prostitution is. It's like that DVD bin at the front of Walmart prices, of women, yeah, where you're just like, all right, what, like $50? Okay, I can do that. I can swing that. I mean,
hey,
it's not
I
like
can swing
it's,
that.
It's not a great movie, but I'll get to enjoy it once. I mean, just for the novelty of it, like maybe if I tell my friends, they'll think it was cool, like because it was just so weird. See, I could be talking about a woman or a movie.
Oh, why? You know what? I wouldn't be laughing if it weren't, like, funny. Yeah.
Well, I don't know why we're so, like, we're so bashful about it. Like,
it is bashful.
I'm talking to folks in the world and learning about the ways of people, and I don't get that you can just, like, openly make it so that, like, you know, if you have a girlfriend, she'll get pissed at you if you don't, like, dote on her and buy her stuff, you know, and, like, spend money. Like, they get pissed, and then they're not your girlfriend anymore, because you can't just have sex with a girl and not, like, appreciate her and shit by buying her stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, like, I'm going to write this down for when, you know, I have a girlfriend. So I'll, like, just tell this to her. Like, I'm going to get you shit and, like, appreciate you and stuff and junk. And then I'm going to do you. Is that cool?
Hey, you signed the contract.
Yeah, you signed it. You didn't know. Like, I actually, like, you were sleeping and I used your hand, but, you know, legally.
So yeah, you, like, you don't, like, grape her or anything. You just get her to sign stuff when she's out.
Yeah, exactly. That's not grape.
That's not near as, like, you can't go to jail for that.
Yeah, and then you just see me slowly, like, put, like, the world through the eyes of Bill Cosby. Just push that book underneath the bookshelf. Just, hold on. I just don't pay any attention to that. I haven't learned anything.
It's just a bunch of documents. Look away.
Yep, Kanye Cosby.
Oh my God.
Oh, you know, Kanye West, yeah, I realized that the only, if you think about it, what's super duper creepy, the only reason for him coming out in support of Bill Cosby is as an enabler and a sympathizer. Mm-hmm. If you think about it, the same way that. A synthesizer, an auto-tuned synthesizer for Bill Cosby's raping. Yeah. He's over there auto-tuning those indecent acts.
Jesus!
You brought it up. You brought it up, motherfucker.
I said synthesizer. That was really funny.
Yeah. No, like, I the same way that you'll see, like, lispy Republicans start to congregate, and also similarly in the same way in iRobot they pointed out that robots when stored in a confined space will aggregate. Do robots congregate or aggregate? Oh. We're going to be asking ourselves this question soon enough.
That's a new level, Jace.
Ah!
This is what happens when you smoke the right thing.
Yeah. Wait, what are we talking about? What are we applying here? It's not polls. Mm-hmm. Okay? I got really defensive again. My goodness. Wow.
Oh, my
out of nowhere.
Goodness.
I'm just working on my defense when people start accusing
me. You're outside. You purchase some materials and you're building defenses.
No, yeah. When I'm building defenses, people ask me why I'm so defensive. And I'll be like, well, my offense, my A game's already on point. So I'm working on my defense.
I gotta build my defense.
I'm working on I'm working on defenses.
Yeah, not the white
y'all.
Picket ones.
I'm working on defenses, Jerry.
Jerry!
You know what I realized? It's also Jerry and Jerry and Julie and Jolie and Jamie.
That's true. Jerry.
Julie.
Jerry.
Or Jowly.
Jamie.
Yep.
I just picture, it just made me think of Daniel Tosh's thing where he's like, chain link, not picket, not faggot. So let's just be clear.
Well, yeah, let's be clear. Like, let's be queer, okay? What kind of fence? I want to be totally fabulous about this, okay?
I want to be completely queer.
What kind of fence are we talking about, and what kind of gates? Because I want to coordinate.
How fabulous! And do they have a gate?
Can we change the fence based on scenery? Because it's not just gonna be desert all the way through, y'all. It's gonna be pastures.
Some sort of foliage or some sort of decor.
Yeah, there's gonna be forests. There's gonna be rivers, and we can have all kind of fences.
Guys, let's not miss the mark on making this a little more fabulous.
Let's really zazz up this fence. Could we do that? Could we make? Okay. We'll have a wall. The Mexicans pay for it. The gays design it.
Oh, okay. My goodness. That is a new level unlocked.
All right.
Wow.
I hope that the next level isn't a boss because
we
I am tired.
We just made this fun.
Hmm.
Really.
What's the passcode for this level? I want to come back to this later after I've had a nap.
Oh, we want to revisit this point.
I want to start back here. That would be nice to have conversations if you had like a little passcode that you could come back to where you were and you just reactivate. Like you walk up to somebody, you're like 3, 4, 5 button 6, 9, hilarious. And then and that's the code. And then you just start back up.
Yeah, because Jason sometimes needs a nap.
So Jason need nap, okay?
Jason needs slumber.
That's my safe word from now on in life. I'm just what I want to tell you. So infinitesimal, impossible to perceive, vibration in space that is a precursor to mathematics. That is, you know, eventually becomes a fraction and a baby and life and death.
And we're sorry.
I just want to tell you that JC need nap.
And,
and that is my safe words.
These are my safe phrases.
That's my safe. That's my safe phrase. That's JC safe phrase.
Okay, can you safe phrase us out of this one?
Yeah, JC need countdown. No, Trini need countdown. JC need nap.
Trini need countdown.
All right, I'm gonna do all the odd numbers. 9, 7. Wait, no, odd primes. 7, 5, 3, 1.
In French, and then let me finish the last. You know how to count back in French.
Un, deux, trois. Wait, no, I don't know how to count back. Who knows how? I don't know how to count back.
Trois, deux, un, je l'ate.
What the hell was that? What are we
Did
done?
Did you get it?
No.
Yeah. Okay. One.
One.
Yes. Go Fukushima.